That night, King Ahasuerus was having difficulty falling asleep.
554?
556?
550?
This isn't gonna work! It's not doing me any good! It's just making me hungry! How can I sleep when Esther keeps inviting Haman to our private parties? I wonder if they're conspiring together to kill me. Perhaps someone once did me a big favor, which I never repaid. Now no one wants to help me anymore. Let me check the Royal Chronicles. Servant boy, read the Royal Chronicles to me. Those usually put me to sleep.
All right, Your Majesty, let's see. Tales of Vashti? No, that one's too long. Here then, how about Mordecai Saves King? Is that Jew Mordecai? No, King, that's not a good bedtime story either. Let's turn to a different story. Okay. And now the story of Mordecai Saves King. Back to the story of Mordecai. The pages must have turned. Okay, King, I'll have the story in just a second. And now the story of Mordecai Saves King. Hey, how did that happen? I didn't turn the pages.
What's taking so long?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I mean something. I mean...
Will you make up your mind? Just go ahead and read the story.
Now, once and for all, I'm gonna turn all these lousy pages. And now...
Will you go ahead and read the story already?
But, Your Majesty, the pages are turning all by themselves.
Will you stop stammering? Just go ahead and read the story, will you?
Mordecai saves King from assassination plot. Big Son and Seresh hung. That's a short story if I ever heard one.
And what was his reward?
His reward was, nothing at all. He asked for nothing. He did it out of true loyalty to the king.
Well, if that's the case, I don't have to worry about Esther plotting against me. She and Mordecai helped save my life. I'll repay Mordecai first thing tomorrow. Now I can sleep.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, Your Majesty, it is I, Haman, who is plotting against you. I have come to kill you. I'm pulling out my sword and...
What's going on? It was only a nightmare. A dream. Phew. I dreamed that Haman was coming to kill me.
Your Majesty, is everything okay?
Yes. It was only a dream. Good night. Wait, I see a figure in the courtyard. Who could it be at this late hour?
It is Haman, Your Majesty.
Only a dream, huh? Bring him in.
I am Haman.
You're just the person I was looking for.
I am flattered, Your Majesty.
Let me ask your opinion. What should be done with the man whom the king wishes to honor?
Whom could the king want to honor more than me? Your Majesty, such a man whom the king wishes to honor deserves to wear the king's royal crown and robes and to ride the special horse which only the king rides. And let the horse be drawn by only the king's most noble officer. And as he is being led throughout the main streets of Shushan, the officer should proclaim before him, "Such shall be done to the man whom the king wishes to honor. Such shall be done to the man whom the king wishes to honor. Such shall be done to the man whom the king wishes to..."
Enough! All those honors, huh? That's a great idea, Haman! I think we'll give all those honors to Mordecai.
Mordecai?
Yes, indeed. Mordecai.
Which Mordecai?
Mordecai the Jew.
There are so many Jews called Mordecai.
You no, the one who sits by the king's gate.
I didn't know his majesty wanted to honor Mordecai. Mordecai won't appreciate the honor that his majesty's giving him. He's a poor man. He could better use a city or a river to get taxes from.
Okay, that's a good idea. We'll give him that, too.
Yikes.
Now, let's see. The robes and horse are extremely valuable, and you're the only one I can trust them with. Hurry and bring them to Mordecai.
I don't think I'm the right man for the job. My children have much faster legs than I do, and they can even run in front of the horse.
Haman, that's an excellent idea. Have all your children come down and serve Mordecai, too. Now hurry up and fetch those robes.
But, Your Majesty, don't you realize that I am in charge of minting the coins of the empire? It will lower the dignity of the king if I would have to lead Mordecai's horse.
I see your point, Haman.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
From now on, Mordecai will mint the coins of the empire.
Your Majesty.
Haman, I just can't thank you enough. You have no idea how important you are to me. Why? Whatever you tell me to do, I do. Now just hurry up and carry out my orders, and don't leave out anything that you mentioned. Now get to it. You're my dearest advisor.
Seeing that he had no choice, Haman went to the royal storehouse, depressed and disillusioned. He got the king's horse and went to get Mordecai. As Haman entered the house of study, he saw that Mordecai was praying with his talis wrapped around him. Mordecai finished his prayers.
My Talmidim, Haman has come to kill me. Run and save yourselves.
No, Rebbe, we will not run away. We will stay at your side through life and death.
All right, then. Let us quickly continue our learning. Today is the day for bringing the Omer, which is the barley offering that was brought on Pesach. Since we do not have a Beis HaMikdash anymore, our reviewing these laws will be counted by Hashem as if we had brought an Omer.
Mordecai, come, get up. Your handful of barley has outweighed the 10,000 loaves of silver that I offered the king. Rise and let me dress you with these royal robes. The king has ordered me to do so, and I must obey.
Oh, is that so? Well, my Talmidim, please review while I'm away. Now, Haman, where's your respect for the king? Can't you see that I'm wearing sackcloth and ashes? How can I put on these royal robes before I have a bath and a haircut?
Oh, Mordecai, I'm sorry. By the queen's order, every bathhouse and barbershop in Shushan is closed today for your parade. I guess you can't get that haircut.
Now, if that's the case, it would only be proper for you to give me a bath and a haircut.
How dare you?
You wouldn't want to embarrass the king, would you? He might lose his temper, and you, your head.
I guess I don't have any other choice. Mordecai, have a seat while I bring some barber equipment from my house.
That was quick.
Oh.
Haman, what are you moaning about?
An important man such as I. The king raised me above all his governors. I run the whole kingdom. And now I have to be a barber.
Come on, you sound like you never gave a haircut before. Weren't you the barber of Khartoum for 22 years before you came here?
Why, of all the nerve. Well, here's a mirror. How do you like it?
Very nice. Now, could you cut just a drop more on the right side?
Oh.
And a little bit more on the left side.
Oh.
And a little bit off the front.
Oh, stop it already. Just come and mount the horse.
I can't. I'm too weak from my long fast. I can't jump up that high.
Okay. I'll bend down, and you can climb up on me. Boy, you must be getting a kick out of all this.
No, you are.
Oof! You didn't have to kick me. Doesn't it say in your Torah, bin fol oivecha al tismach? Do not rejoice at the fall of your enemy.
That is referring to a Jew, but regarding you it says, Va'ata al b'meseima tidroch, you should tread on their high places.
Mordecai, the crowd has gathered and the band is ready to begin playing. Here goes. Thus shall be done to the man whom the king wishes to honor.
Thus shall be done to the man whom the king wishes to honor.
Ero mimcha Hashem ki dili sani, velo simachta ovai li. I exalt you, Hashem, for you have uplifted me and did not allow my enemies to rejoice over me.
In all, 27,000 men carrying golden goblets marched before Mordechai chanting, "Thus shall be done to the man whom the king wishes to honor." All the citizens of Shushan rejoiced in seeing Haman leading the horse. As the parade passed Haman's house, Haman's daughter looked down from the window. She saw that the man leading the horse was very unhappy and looked pitiful.